Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, May 28, 2025.
Federal judge blocks Trump administration's attempt to dismantle Peace Institute. A federal judge has achieved a major win for peace advocates by blocking the Trump administration's effort to shut down the U.S. Institute of Peace, a vital organization dedicated to promoting global harmony. Judge Beryl Howell ruled that the takeover attempt by the Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk, was illegal. This controversy began when President Trump issued an executive order earlier this year targeting the Institute and other agencies for closure as part of a plan to reduce the federal government. In March, the Department of Government Efficiency tried to seize control of the Institute, resulting in a tense standoff with law enforcement. After a lawsuit from former board members, Judge Howell emphasized the Institute's independence and ruled that the mass firing of its staff was unlawful. This decision not only protects the Institute, but also limits the executive branch's power over federally established organizations. The Trump administration now has 30 days to appeal this ruling. What does this mean for the future of peace initiatives in the U.S.? Stay tuned for updates.
U.S.-Japan Joint Investment Fund Proposal. Masayoshi Son, founder of SoftBank Group, has proposed an exciting joint investment fund between the U.S. and Japan. This initiative aims to drive major investments in American technology and infrastructure. Preliminary discussions have already taken place between the U.S. Treasury and Japan's Finance Ministry, indicating strong interest in the idea. Although still in the early stages, this concept has been discussed at high political levels in both Washington, D.C. and Tokyo. The fund could launch with a remarkable $300 billion U.S. dollars, showcasing the scale of investment being considered. It would be managed together by the U.S. Treasury and Japan's Finance Ministry, with opportunities for other investors to join in, allowing citizens in both countries to participate. This fund has the potential to strengthen economic ties between the U.S. and Japan, especially in the crucial technology sector. Sun has already engaged with U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and other top officials, reflecting ongoing efforts to enhance cooperation in technology and infrastructure development.
EU launches 150 billion euro arms fund for enhanced security. The European Union has greenlit a groundbreaking 150 billion euro arms fund called the Security Action for Europe, or SAFE. This move comes as fears grow over a potential Russian attack and concerns about U.S. security commitments in Europe. In a recent meeting in Brussels, 26 out of 27 EU member countries backed the initiative, with Hungary choosing to abstain. The SAFE Fund aims to boost the defense capabilities of EU nations through shared funding for collaborative defense projects. Poland, currently leading the EU's rotating presidency, stressed the importance of investing in security to deter threats. This initiative follows a significant rise in defense spending among EU countries, which has jumped over 30% in the last 3 years due to security worries stemming from Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The fund requires that at least two-thirds of project value comes from companies based in the EU, the European Economic Area, or Ukraine. Firms from countries with a security partnership with the EU, like the United Kingdom, may also qualify for funding. This arms fund marks a critical moment in EU defense policy, highlighting the urgent need to address regional security challenges and its potential impact on EU-Russia relations.
Royal visit to Canada. King Charles III and Queen Camilla have arrived in Ottawa, Canada, for a significant two-day visit, marking the King's first official trip as King of Canada. Prime Minister Mark Carney highlighted the strong bond between Canada and the Crown, emphasizing the importance of Canadian independence. Governor General Mary Simon noted that this visit is crucial for shaping Canada's identity as a proud nation. This royal visit comes amid rising political tensions, especially with U.S. President Donald Trump suggesting that Canada could become the 51st state. Trump has called the border artificial and claimed such a union would benefit Canada. This visit is more than just ceremonial. It reflects the current political landscape and the need for Canada to assert its sovereignty. On May 27, King Charles III will deliver the speech from the throne in the Senate, nearly 70 years after a Canadian sovereign last opened Parliament, reinforcing the significance of Canadian independence.
Xiaomi's record growth in Q1 2025. Xiaomi Corporation, a top Chinese electronics company based in Beijing, has reported remarkable financial results for the first quarter of 2025. The company achieved over 111 billion yuan in revenue, around $15.48 billion, marking a stunning 47.4% growth compared to last year. Their adjusted profit reached 10.7 billion yuan, surpassing expectations. President Liu Weibing highlighted a strategic shift towards high-end products, boosting both revenue and profit. Xiaomi is expanding beyond smartphones, recently introducing its new electric SUV, the YU7, set to launch in July 2025, expected to be priced higher than Tesla's Model Y. Despite facing challenges like a recent crash involving their SU7 sedan and customer complaints, Xiaomi's stock has bounced back, giving it a market value of about $170 billion. This growth reflects the rising demand for electric vehicles in China as Xiaomi continues to innovate.
NVIDIA faces financial hurdles amid U.S. export restrictions. NVIDIA Corporation, a leading tech company known for its graphics processing units and AI chips, is grappling with significant financial hurdles due to recent U.S. export restrictions on China. These limitations imposed by the Trump administration could cost NVIDIA around $5.5 billion. CEO Jensen Huang estimates that the AI chip market in China could reach $50 billion next year, but the export curbs have already resulted in a loss of about $15 billion in sales, which accounted for 13% of NVIDIA's revenue last year. Analysts predict an additional $1 billion loss in sales over the last 3 weeks of the April quarter, with potential losses of up to $4.5 billion for the rest of the year. Despite these challenges, NVIDIA's first quarter revenue is expected to rise by 66.2%, reaching $43.28 billion. The U.S. government plans to enforce ongoing restrictions under the new AI diffusion rule, aiming to limit advanced AI chip exports to China. However, NVIDIA is also exploring new markets, including plans to sell hundreds of thousands of AI chips to Saudi Arabia, with 18,000 of its latest Blackwell chips going to a startup backed by the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund. As NVIDIA prepares for its earnings report, investors are closely watching how these developments will impact its financial future in the rapidly changing tech landscape.
Market reactions to tariff announcements and global tensions. Markets are reacting to recent U.S. tariff announcements, with President Donald Trump suggesting possible tariffs on European Union imports that could hit 50%. This has sparked investor uncertainty, especially as tensions rise between the United States and Russia over the conflict in Ukraine. Trump has called Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions absolutely crazy after a major airstrike on Ukraine. In response, the European Union, the United Kingdom, and other nations are looking for ways to support Ukraine without relying solely on U.S. approval. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde mentioned that the euro could become a strong alternative to the U.S. dollar if the EU strengthens its financial framework. Meanwhile, Japan is considering cutting back on long-term government loans due to rising interest rates. Additionally, Trump's budget bill could add $3.8 trillion to the existing U.S. debt of $36 trillion over the next decade, raising concerns about inflation. In the tech sector, shares of NVIDIA rose by 2.8% as investors eagerly await the company's quarterly earnings report. Overall, the mix of tariff announcements, rising interest rates, and geopolitical tensions creates a complicated landscape for investors, potentially affecting inflation and international trade.
Macron and Subianto discuss defense ties in Jakarta. French President Emmanuel Macron will meet Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta on May 28, 2025, to explore military cooperation. This follows Macron's recent trip to Vietnam, where France secured over $10 billion in deals. The focus will be on strengthening defense ties with Indonesia, France's largest arms client in Southeast Asia. In 2022, Indonesia clinched an $8.1 billion deal for 42 Rafale fighter jets from Dassault Aviation, though deliveries are still pending. Indonesian Air Force Chief Mohammad Tani Harjono has indicated that six jets are expected to arrive in early 2026. Additionally, Indonesia agreed to purchase two Scorpene submarines from Naval Group in 2024 and announced the acquisition of 13 advanced radar systems from Thales in 2023. Macron's team will include Paolo Castellari, the new CEO of Eramet, who will discuss mining permits for the Weda Bay nickel mine, the world's largest nickel producer. This meeting highlights the growing military and economic ties between France and Indonesia as both nations aim to enhance their defense capabilities.
U.S. bans Chevron from exporting oil from Venezuela. The U.S. government has halted Chevron from selling oil from Venezuela, raising concerns about tighter oil supplies. Following this decision, Brent crude prices jumped by 47 cents to $64.56 per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude rose by 49 cents to $61.38. Earlier, the Trump administration revoked Chevron's export license as part of broader sanctions against Venezuela, which is struggling with severe economic issues and has seen its oil production drop to about 1 million barrels per day. In related news, European Union officials are reaching out to major companies to discuss investment plans in the U.S., signaling a shift in trade dynamics. This comes after Trump canceled a proposed 50% tariff on European goods, which could have negatively impacted economic activity and oil demand. Meanwhile, ongoing nuclear talks between Iran and the U.S. are influencing global oil prices, with expectations of increased Iranian oil supply. A full meeting of OPEC and its allies is set for Wednesday, where they may discuss increasing output by 411,000 barrels per day for July. What does this mean for the future of oil prices?
Trump administration appeals Supreme Court on deportations. The Trump administration is pushing the U.S. Supreme Court to speed up the removal of migrants to third countries without allowing them to request protection from harm. This request comes after U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy issued an injunction requiring that migrants have the chance to seek legal protection before being deported. The administration argues that this process is vital for removing criminal aliens, especially since many countries refuse to take them back. In February 2025, the Department of Homeland Security began reviewing the detention of individuals protected from deportation, leading to a class action lawsuit by immigrant rights groups. In March, the administration stated that if a third country can guarantee safety, migrants could be sent there without further procedures. However, Judge Murphy ruled in April that the administration's policy likely violates due process under the Fifth Amendment. On May 21, he found that the administration broke his order by trying to deport migrants to South Sudan, emphasizing that non-citizens must have at least 10 days to raise safety claims before deportation. This ongoing legal battle highlights the complex issues surrounding immigration policy and the rights of migrants.
Karol Nawrocki's PAC in Rzeszów. Polish nationalist presidential candidate Karol Nawrocki addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference, or KPAK, in Rzeszów, Poland, on May 27, 2025. This marks KPAK's second gathering in Europe, following Hungary in 2022. Nawrocki is rallying support for Poland to take a leading role in Europe as it faces major challenges. Backed by the Law and Justice Party, known as PiS, he is gearing up for the second round of the presidential election against liberal opponent Rafał Trzaskowski. Nawrocki aims to strengthen ties with the United States, seeing Washington as a vital ally over Brussels, the EU's capital. He emphasized the importance of transatlantic relations during his recent visit to the White House. His remarks highlight the growing influence of nationalism in Polish politics, contrasting sharply with Trzaskowski's liberal stance. The outcome of this election could significantly shape Poland's relationship with the EU and its future role in Europe. What does this mean for Poland's future?
Federal judge blocks Trump's executive orders against law firms. A federal judge in Washington, D.C., has struck down President Donald Trump's executive orders that aim to penalize notable law firms like WilmerHale. This ruling is the third time this month that a federal judge has deemed Trump's orders unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Richard Leon emphasized that an independent judiciary is essential to the American justice system, warning that allowing these orders to stand would weaken the principles established by the Founding Fathers. The orders targeted law firms that represented clients in cases against Trump or had ties to prosecutors who investigated him. This decision follows earlier rulings against Jenner and Block and in favor of Perkins Coie. These legal battles reflect Trump's broader strategy to reshape American civil society by pressuring those he sees as adversaries. The implications of this ruling could limit future presidential powers and encourage law firms to be more cautious in politically sensitive cases.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.